Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home. A modern day parable. Wichita High School senior Michelle Landon, who has distinguished herself as an accomplished singer in her church, wins a spot on American Idol. But her victory feels hollow as her father's rejection and her own guilt weighs on her spirit. She questions whether her dreams are truly God's calling or a reflection of her pride. Meanwhile, tension with her sister Liz deepens, exposing the growing rift between faithfulness and freedom in their family. Liz wonders if obedience makes her foolish, while Michelle moves closer to a decision that could change everything.
Hey, beautiful. Still staring at that ticket?
I can't stop looking at it. Like, maybe if I stare long enough, it'll solve everything.
Your dad's still saying no?
Completely. Won't even discuss it. Says I don't belong in that world.
So, what are you gonna do? You're 18 in 2 weeks. He can't legally stop you then.
It's not that simple. I need money for travel, hotels, food. I can't just show up in LA broke.
Won't the show pay for your expenses?
As long as I'm on it, yes. But if I go to Hollywood, it's not just about competing on a reality show. It's about a new career. It's about me establishing a music career. Besides that, I don't want to be so dependent on the show.
What about that trust fund you mentioned to me?
That's for college, not chasing dreams.
Michelle, this is your one shot. Your mom never got hers. Don't let your dad's fear rob you of yours, too.
I don't know.
You can do this if you really want to.
I don't know if this is really the right thing to do, but Malik, I think you might have convinced me. Now, I just hope that God will help me to make this shot count.
Can you bless me anyway? If I don't walk the narrow road, if I'm drawn to the lights more than a prayer, if I'm not sure that you're still there, if I move outside the lines and sing in an unbelieving world, can you still find a way to bless me anyway? I've told lies, I've sneaked away, I've ignored what my father had to say, I've let the applause go to my head, chasing lights, chasing dreams, still doubting gnaws inside my head. Can you bless? Could you bless me anyway? As I stumble into what comes next, even if I want the glamour, crave the glory, and chase after the gold, could mercy find me where I'm going? Could grace be more than rules and fear? I'm asking, not pretending. Bless me anyway.
Here you go, Mr. Landon. The eggs are ready. The fried plantain and steam cabbage is already on the table.
Thank you, Kara. Liz, have you seen this story about the high school football team? Malik is mentioned in it.
No, can you show me?
Daddy, I need to talk to you about something.
If it's about that show.
It's about Grandma Rose's trust fund.
What about it?
I want access to my portion. I turn 18 next week, and I have the right to petition for early access.
Michelle, that money is for your future.
This is my future. I went to the bank yesterday. Mr. Peterson explained that as the beneficiary, I can request early distribution for educational or career purposes.
Michelle, you can't be serious.
You can either support me and help me do this the right way, with your blessing and guidance, or I can do it alone. But either way, I'm going to Hollywood.
That money represents your grandmother's life savings, money she scraped together cleaning other people's houses so you and Liz could have opportunities.
Then let me use it for the biggest opportunity I'll ever get.
This is emotional blackmail, Michelle.
No, this is me taking control of my own life. Daddy, I love you, but I won't end up like Mummy, wondering what if for the rest of my life.
If I sign those papers, if I help you access that money, you have to promise me something.
What do you want me to do?
You call home every week. You remember who you are and where you come from. And if things go wrong, really wrong, you come home. No pride, no shame. You just come home.
I promise, Daddy.
Lord, help us all.
I can't believe you're actually going to let her do this.
I'm not letting her do anything. She's forcing my hand. At least this way she leaves with our blessing instead of our bitterness.
Thank you, Daddy. You won't regret this.
I already do.
Yes, I'm going to Hollywood.
I can't believe this girl. She's running away and my father is just letting her go.
What does it take to earn a life of freedom? What does it take to gain some peace of mind? What does it take to win that happiness we seldom seem to find? Does it come from running away, or is there some other price we of mind? What does it take to win that happiness we seldom seem to
This was a long time coming. She's been restless for so long. I bet she's going to have a rude awakening.
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable to be continued.